This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Documents. In the meantime, however, the House Oversight is going to investigate the White House over those documents and possible Department of Justice collusion efforts. Wow. But the big breaking story on the day that people are talking about is what's going on with Alec Baldwin, and the fact is that the Santa Fe district attorney decided to charge Alec Baldwin over the Rust shooting. That's where we're at, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name's Kate Delaney. If you're here for the first time, woohoo! Thanks for joining us. The rest of you know how we roll here. What is on the radar? What are we really talking about in your backyard and mine? And people are talking about this Alec Baldwin story because it was really a sad, awful thing that happened with Helena Hutchins on the set of the Western movie that they were filming, the Rust movie, where there was an armorer who oversaw weapons used in the production. She also, by the way, has been charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter in that fatal shooting of the cinematographer. So Alec Baldwin, to refresh your memories if you don't remember this, was rehearsing a scene. And he fired a lot. He said he wasn't aware that the gun had a live round. It was supposed to be a cold gun, as he described it, and a bullet came out of the gun and killed Helena, you know, almost instantly, shocking everybody who was there for that rehearsal. And also director Joel Souza was injured too, as well. So the cause of death was listed, of course, as a gunshot wound of the chest. The manner of death was listed as an accident, but there was this investigation, and there was no question that the Santa Fe district attorney was really, I think, leaning toward this is not right, that this is a terrible miscarriage of justice of the other sort. You know, his attorney used those exact words, but she was using similar words to say that this is something that doesn't happen here. So this is one to really, really watch, because if you think of Hollywood movies and you think of guns on sets and how they're handled and the safety on sets and, you know, all of that, when you're there, and I know a lot of people, I shouldn't say a lot, I know about six people, let's say, that are in that industry, deep in that industry. And really, when you've got an armorer that handles the gun, it is the job of that person to make sure that it is cold, period, cold. But then the other point is, you know, if you point the gun at someone, you pull the trigger, he wasn't expecting, obviously, to fire a projectile and kill someone. And he's saying he never pulled that trigger, that the mechanism didn't go off. So there were live rounds that were mixed in with dummy rounds on the set. The crews were not checking ammunition regularly. That was part of what the problem is here. All of this will play out in court. What will happen when you get to the point of a jury, that will be, again, something to watch. You had an FBI forensics report that said the weapon could not be fired during FBI testing of its normal functioning without pulling the trigger while the gun was cocked. And the report also said the gun eventually malfunctioned during testing after internal parts fractured, which caused the gun to go off in the cocked position without pulling the trigger. The prop gun, again, was held by Alec Baldwin, a producer and a star of that movie, which never has been made and is supposed to be finished in California. He's maintained he didn't actually pull the trigger. He says he didn't pull the trigger. So he faces culpability as an actor and producer playing that lead role in Rust. And it was a terrible, terrible thing that happened. Obviously, her husband and son happened to be there, not on the set that day, but with her while she was there filming this in New Mexico. So does this turn into anything? One of the things that was discussed, or one of the things the district attorney said, is pretty much this is a clear message about safety of future productions in the state of New Mexico, saying in New Mexico, we want you to come here, we want you to film movies, but we want you to do it safely, and we certainly want to get justice for anyone who is a victim. We want to get justice for Helena Hutchins. Wow. Big, 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 big story. Of course, no response from Alec Baldwin or the armorer, and they, unless it's going to be eventually through lawyers. But I'm kind of surprised as to how this turned out. There were chaotic moments, certainly after that shooting, and you know, all the shock and everything else that that went into that. All right, you know, I mentioned the documents at the top, Biden and the documents, when he says there's no there. So, you know, I've talked about transparency. I don't care, Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever, but the leader of the free world, if you're going to claim transparency, you got to stand by transparency. So, he said that the lawyers are handling it. I mean, he said, we're cooperating fully, looking forward, and this is exact quotes, we're fully cooperating, looking forward to getting this resolved quickly. I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. That's exactly what we're doing. There's no there. Ugh, whoever told him to utter that phrase. And whoever told him, because he read off of something, off of paper, I have no regrets. Yikes. And the thing is, and this is what I said the other night and the night before that, and when we've been talking about this whole thing, is that when the documents were uncovered, just mention it then. Why wasn't that out there? It's wild because that's not out there, but yet you have a leaky Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court says it can't determine who leaked the draft opinion that overturned Roe, which catapulted the country into lots of chaos, lots of court cases. And this is the hottest thing that the Supreme Court was dealing with. And they said, we can't identify who in the spring leaked a draft of the opinion that overturned Roe v. Wade. And pretty inconclusive to what the justices declared to be one of the worst breaches of trust in the court's history. So after months of investigation and interviews, Supreme Court Marshal Gail Curley said it's not possible to determine the identity of any individual who may have disclosed the document or how the draft opinion ended up with Politico, because they broke the story. Wow. I have some definite opinions on that. I will be sharing them next week, and a few more will drop out during this show. Coming up, we're going to have a mailbag, we have the man cave, and Anne Bonny joins us. She just climbed Kilimanjaro. What's it like, first of all, to take on that challenge? What's it like to get to the top and then have to come back down again? Fascinating stuff. Next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn what more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
You know when you say you're going to do something like, I don't know, climb Mount Kilimanjaro, and people look at you like, yeah, right, you're going to do that? I'm going to introduce you to someone that is so cool, who actually follows through and does those things. If she says it, I think she absolutely is going to do it. So Anne Bonny is a change expert and a keynote speaker, and more importantly, I think she does move mountains. And one of the things that she says is change is the only constant. And what is it about us where we don't get off our butts and we don't like to feel uncomfortable, where we know we could train? Maybe we can't climb Kilimanjaro like she did, but we could do other steps and do other things. And she tells you how to do that, and she's done it herself. And so we're going to talk about her trip to Kilimanjaro, because I think it's awesome that she did that, and she's certainly done many other things as well. Just a quick little note on her background. How many times have you moved? She's moved at least 27 times. When she was a kid, 13 different schools, right? There's no being shy if you go to 13 different schools. So, Anne, thanks so much for hanging with us.
Oh, I'm a little uncomfortable and shy about this, Kate, but it's great to be here.
Yeah, I bet you're shy. So first of all, tell us about Kilimanjaro. How'd that come about?
I'm turning 50 next summer, and a friend of mine and I were talking about doing safari, and I was like, how about we go to Kenya and do a safari? And then another friend said, while you're down there, why don't you climb Kilimanjaro? And I passed it by my friend, and she said, yeah, that's always been a bucket list item of mine. And then, so I was always looking for things that make you uncomfortable, and so I said, yeah, let's do it.
Wow. So you make the commitment, you're going to do it, and then how do you get ready for that?
You walk a lot. I mean, the cool thing about Kilimanjaro, unlike Everest requires technical climbing skills, and there's a lot of danger and crevasses and all that stuff. Kilimanjaro is just a really hard hike. So any pedestrian who doesn't have the climbing skills can still very, very realistically do Kilimanjaro. So that was one of the motivating factors. We read a lot. We talked to a lot of people who'd been up there. So we kind of got some of the tips that they wish they'd known. And then we walked a lot.
What was the most challenging aspect of this?
For me, you know, it was interesting because there were three of us that went on this trip and we each had a sort of a different challenge. Mine was going down, interestingly. Not that walking downhill was so hard, but for some reason I had set the peak in my head. And I don't know whether I thought there was some magical fairy that was going to fly me down to the bottom or what, but we got to the top and our guides were like, okay, it's time to go down. And I thought, oh crap. Now I have another 10-mile hike to get to where we sleep tonight. And that ended up being the most mentally challenging for me because I essentially set my goal for the top and that life kind of ended there, but it didn't.
What was it like when you got to the top? What was that feeling like?
First of all, it was surreal because you're a little bit oxygen deprived. You're exhausted because you started that day at 11 o'clock the night before. But you look at that sign that you've been waiting for 8 months to look at and you're like, holy crap, I'm here. Like, I did it. It's, you know, and we were all, of course, crying and our guides were worried about us. Like, why are you crying? We're like, we're so happy that we're here. And then you try to remember all the pictures you were planning to take with all, you know, with your alma mater sign and your this is 50 sign and all this. And you're trying to remember all the things you were going to do when you got there. And then the guides are trying to get you down quickly because again, you're at 19,341 feet and there's not a whole lot of air up there. So it was surreal. It was fast. It was amazing. And I got the main picture that I wanted.
and to do this whole thing, like you talk about, it's like a hard hike. How long did it take?
So we did the, what's called the Coca-Cola route or the, now I can't think of the name. But anyway, we did the 5-day route. So it was 3.5 days to the top. So we hiked every day for 3 days and then did the summit day and then a day and a half to get down. But on summit day, we started at 11 o'clock at night and didn't reach the actual summit probably 4 miles away until 8 or 9 o'clock in the morning. If it tells you how slow we were actually going and how deep it was. Yeah.
Wow. And what's it like as you're moving along on that journey? I mean, what are you seeing as you get higher and higher?
It's 11 o'clock at night. You're not seeing a darn thing. No. From the gate where we started, it was cool because you go through lots of different ecological zones. You know, you start in the rainforest where you're seeing monkeys and lots of trees and thick jungly. And then you move into the moorland where it's more scrubby. Then you move into, I think the Arctic desert is above that. So there's like very little plants. And then you get to the point where you're above the clouds, above 15,000 feet, and there's just rocks, nothing. It's like the moon. And so it was neat to go through all those phases and kind of be able to mark your progress along the way. But on summit day between 11 p.m. and sunrise, really all you could see was the lines of headlights of the other hikers in front of you. And I finally got to the point where I was like, Anne, don't look at them because they were really far away and really steep. And to think about getting to where they were was kind of overwhelming. So I saw a lot of my feet and the dirt under my ground, under my feet.
Wow, the headlights. I mean, it's kind of, there's an analogy, I think, buried in that somewhere, because you talk about discomfort. So you said to me off the air that you hunt discomfort. So that you have a thing that I think you must do, a mechanism where, hey, that's what you do. You knew that I don't want to look there because, oh my gosh, that's going to freak me out, right? And so I think for people listening, there's a good lesson in that.
Well, and that's 100% the case. You know, one of the other people that I was hiking with, at about 2 a.m, she had her hard time. And because she was looking at those headlights and she was saying, I can't go there like that. I can't do that. My body can't do that. And, I asked her, I said, can you take 10 more steps? Look down. Can you take 10 more steps? And she ended up just taking 10 steps and then taking 10 more steps and taking 10 more steps. And that's such a good thing to think about when you're in the middle of something really uncomfortable, when you're in the middle of a huge goal that feels unsurmountable. Don't look at the finish line. Don't look at where you're going because it'll get in your head. Just look down and take the next 10 steps or take the next one step. I used that when I was in the middle of the pandemic. I was like, I'm thinking too big. Shrink the bubble. Just get through the next day. And that's a great way to move through discomfort a little bit easier.
Ooh, I like that. Shrink the bubble. We're speaking with Anne Bonney. She's a change expert and a keynote speaker. And she climbed Kilimanjaro. Oh, my gosh. So you get to the bottom. You're done. You're through, so to speak. What's that celebration like?
Beer. because we didn't shower for 5 days. We were eating dehydrated hiking meals all the way up and snack bars and everything. So we had a feast of delicious fresh food and the beers, and we laughed and we looked at our pictures and we talked about the lessons. And it was then that it really hit, like, whoa, we just did that. Like, we have now been to the top of Kilimanjaro. It was hard and we did it. And that will never go away. And that is worth all the hours of training and all the worry and the money and the, you know, discomfort all at the time, to be able to say, holy crap, I did that.
So what will you and these friends do for an encore?
That's like asking somebody who just had a baby when they're going to have the next baby. What's my next? I bought a unicycle the other day. I think that's my encore, is at 49 years old learning how to ride a unicycle. I think that's my next. But, you know, my next discomfort hunting encore, I think, is a 10-day silent meditation retreat.
Ooh.
Right? Shifting the gears and looking at, okay, what have I not done? I've done a lot of physical challenges. Now I'm like, can I shut up and sit down for 10 days? I don't know.
That is tough, especially for a speaker.
I intentionally created a job where I get paid to speak, and now I'm going to go not talk for 10 days. You can see how uncomfortable that'll be.
I love that challenge. Hunting discomfort, it's awesome. You're awesome. So if people want to know more about you, Anne Bonney, where can they go?
YourChangeSpeaker.com or AnnBonney.com if you want to just make it easy.
There you go. Ann, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks so much for having me, Kate. Great to chat.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The special prosecutor in the case of the shooting death on the film set of Rust says there was a pattern of criminal disregard for safety. Andrea Reeb says the cinematographer who died would be alive if it weren't for the errors of people like Alec Baldwin. Baldwin is being charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter. The White House says Congress must act to raise the debt ceiling without conditions. The stance comes as hardline Republicans in the House have demanded spending cuts to increase the limit. National Economic Council Director, Brian Deese.
Like Congresses in the past, this Congress has a basic set of obligations, and none more fundamental than maintaining the full faith and credit of the United States.
At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 252 points to 33,044. The S&P 500 fell 30 points to 38,99. The NASDAQ dropped 105 points to 10,852. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Ah, yes, once again, filled to the brim with that virtual mail. You can send me your thoughts day or night, 24/7, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. All right, Jeff says, Kate, wow, Alec Baldwin being charged with that shooting over on the Rust set a couple of years ago. I guarantee they are completely blindsided by that. I was listening to the report on what that DA had to say in Santa Fe, and pretty much it was about that this woman would have been alive if they took safety more seriously. And if you're the actor, producer, whoever you are, you need to be responsible. And in the state, she said something about being in the state, we want the film business, but we want people to do things safely. What do you think happens in this case? Well, if I had my crystal ball, I think it's, you know, you're talking about a jury. So the case is going to rely heavily on the expertise of prop masters who are going to have different, I think, viewpoints on what is the obligation of actors and crew members when it comes to guns. And remember, you got 12 jurors, and they have to find guilt beyond a reasonable doubt. So it's going to be a difficult case for the prosecution. That's what I think. It doesn't mean that it won't go their way. I don't know. I mean, I can read the tea leaves, but I know in coming from a family with lawyers and talking to people I know on that side of the law, on the prosecution side of it, and then feeling like you had enough evidence, that's the first thing, but then actually laying this whole case out. And of course, with the jury, you don't know. It is interesting because it was a very, very sad, tragic shooting that you do say, why did this happen? You just shake your head. Why? Alina Hutchins' family right there. It was, you know, in a room, in a hotel room, waiting for her to come back, and then she never came back, and that's what I think about. It's awful. And I'd be curious to see what happens with the armorer, too, because that's their job. And there was all this claim that they were so lackadaisical about ammunition on the set and whatnot. So Alec Baldwin is definitely charged with two counts of involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of that cinematographer. Randy asks about Joe Biden, saying there's no there there. Kate, I hate that expression, first of all. I do have to tell you, I am one of your Democratic listeners, but I'm not a big fan of Joe Biden's. I don't understand why he chooses to be so vague on the subject of these documents and then to make statements about feeling like they're doing the right thing. How is that the right thing when it was uncovered and it wasn't even released? It didn't break. The story didn't break until months later. And then to say no regrets, that wording, boy, they need to work on that. They need to vet their people a little bit better who are writing this stuff, I'm assuming, for Biden. So there he is in California touring all the destruction from the horrific weather that they've had there. And I think he should have a regret about saying there's no there there. So thanks for that, Randy. You know what? I saw something about that phrase, there's no there there. It was something I read, I don't know, in one of the gazillion things I think I read. And that original phrase, it was pointed out, came from Gertrude Stein's autobiography. So you're going way back to the 30s, by the way. And she was describing her childhood home, and then it became part of, part of the vernacular, so to speak, at the time. And I think using that expression was like, why is it there? There's no there there. Well, here's the thing about all of this. This is not going to just, you think 2024 it's in front of us. It's not just going to be just swept away. Opponents are going to just use this to constantly wave this flag and send it up there and say, well, you know, how about those, you know, documents? So the no regrets line, the there, there, yeah, that could have been handled a lot differently. Max wants to talk about something completely different. Max says, Kate, this whole debt ceiling thing, I agree with you. It's so ridiculous when we know that this is happening. And it seems like every single year we're talking about the same thing. Why can't there be another way to attack this? It's gotten so out of control. And then it makes you wonder, what in the world are we, who's representing us? And it's like you said, Biden and McCarthy were squaring off about the debt, and now we've bumped against it, and so these extraordinary measures, they have to take these extraordinary measures, and it makes the people who rely on the Treasury Department very, very nervous because of the risk that the government could default on its obligations, and could it be because of political reasons? And that's what it seems like is happening here. That's the reality of the world we live in. Well, yeah, I've talked about that. That's the problem. It is the political reality. So like Kevin McCarthy says, the debt ceiling is, you know, that's just like being at the credit card limit. And he's saying fiscal restraint. And that didn't happen under the Republican president previous, Donald Trump. So in 2019, signed a bipartisan suspension of the debt ceiling. And this is what is the constant problem, is what I'm saying. The constant problem on this whole default thing. And it does make people uncomfortable. It does make people worry they're not going to get checks. It does make people worry about Social Security and what's going to happen in the future. So you think about it, the legal borrowing capacity, $31.381 trillion. So there's this artificially imposed cap, the debt ceiling, that's been increased, as I understand it, about 80 times since the 60s. I don't think we're going to find a solution to that problem anytime soon. All right, Michael chimes in, listening to us on the West Coast. Kate, I'm here in California. My family lives up and down the coast in the San Francisco area. I have family in San Diego. I have family in Los Angeles. And all we've been doing, it seems like for a month, is telling each other we're okay, texting each other, because we're all dealing with variations of floods. My sister dealing with the mudslide down the street from her. My brother dealing with, just 2 miles away, a sinkhole, and then the fear that there was going to be other sinkholes. So when people want to know what it's like something you can't paint a picture of. And then especially when you're talking about your loved ones and they're near you, but they're not near you. So we're spread out enough. And, you know, you lived in California. It's a very, very big state. That, yes, we're texting, we're in touch, but it is frightening. And I have to say, having a friend in Montecito, I don't know that I would want to live in Montecito, because now this is 5 years after the last disaster, and it looks like a war zone, although being cleaned up, certainly. Well, yeah, I mean, listen, you're right. I lived in California. I lived in Santa Barbara, and those counties, San Luis Obispo, Santa Maria, that whole area. I was a television anchor reporter, so I covered it all. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It is so, so scary. And when I was there, there was a couple of mudslides, and there was some nasty weather that we had to deal with, but nothing like these atmospheric rivers. Nothing like that. Okay, let's go to this one from Robert. And Robert says, Kate, I listen to the show every single time I can. I have kind of a wicked weird schedule. I'm an engineer. Sometimes I'm out of the country, but I always seem to at least get the podcast of the show, or I try to listen to it live when I'm back in New Orleans. So here's the deal, and I'm sure you're aware of it. Luckily, I dumped my T-Mobile because it wasn't doing me justice in my travels. But once again, they had a data breach, and apparently something like 37 million customers were affected by it. So that means a hacker got people's names and addresses and phone numbers and birth dates and account numbers and all that stuff in between. I don't think they got Social Security numbers or credit card information, so that's a good thing. But it still wouldn't make me feel comfortable. I really think, without a doubt, when we're talking about the future, we know cybercrime is a number one on the list. It's quite clear. It is quite clear, and it's interesting you say that, because I've talked about in the C-suite, there's the person who handles the security for a company needs to be a C-suite person, needs to be there, needs to fight for more ways to be able to knock these things down. You know, they're saying that a bad actor got the personal data in November because they had a regulatory filing and they put all this stuff in there. It's great that they didn't have Social Security numbers or PINs or all of that, but they still have all that other information. So think about it. That information can be compiled with other stolen or publicly available info and used by a scammer to steal people's identities or money. So T-Mobile is scrambling to try to work with whatever law enforcement and notify the customers whose information was breached. That would be not a great call to get, right? We regret to inform you. Yeah. All right, remember, KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7. Send me your thoughts.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pouty Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Man cave, anybody who wants to come in cave. By the way, invade the man cave. I've said this recently. My new edition is coming out in February. By the end of February, it will be out because it's got a lot of updates. I know because I've been busy updating it. There's so much that has changed. And so it was a lot of fun doing this one. It's great doing the revision for sure. No revisions here, and I don't think he wants to go back and look at what happened just the other day. But at the Australian Open, and I'm a big tennis fan, and I've taken the show to some major tennis events over the years, the U.S. Open and out in Palm Springs and in Miami and many other places. Andy Murray, who's making just a tremendous comeback, threw a little bit of a tantrum because he was denied a bathroom break during a very long match. It was a five-set match. He beat Kokkinakis in the second round of the Aussie Open, 5 hours and 45 minutes. I mean, they didn't wrap up until after 4 o'clock in the morning. And he said, you know, he let the chair umpire, who wouldn't give him a bathroom break, he said, look, the chair umpire said, you've already used all your bathroom allocations. And he described the situation, the rule, as disrespectful. And so Murray said to the chair umpire, do you know something? I respect the rules. It's so disrespectful that the tournament has us out here till 3 or 4 in the morning, and we're not allowed to go and take a piss, he said. It's a joke. He said, it's a joke. So Andy Roddick agreed that it was just dumb. He did finish with the win. Like I said, that's huge for him. It became the second latest finish in Grand Slam tennis history, by the way. It was that late. So Murray said afterwards to reporters, I don't think it's amazing for the fans. It's not good for the players. So it's too late. You start these night matches late and have conditions like that. Things like this are going to happen where you're going to have to go to the bathroom. And, you know, it's not the first time that that's happened. There's been other controversy in the past on this whole bathroom break thing. So the good news is for Andy Murray, he was fired up, but he won and he moves on. And he's had to play some really, really long matches. Okay, how about this? Speaking of the rules, we're going to get into talking a little bit about the upcoming games. Huge NFL weekend, needless to say. But the NFL is cracking down after the Cowboys, Eagles, and other teams are caught violating an obscure rule. What is the obscure rule? Okay, so this is what it is. They're asking officials to start watching holders more closely to make sure they're not using any illegal foreign objects. The rule, this is the holder of the football when you're kicking, the rule that teams have been violating is, specifically, 11-4-5. Oh, yeah, that one. So the rule says no article of any type may be placed on the field or used in any manner to assist a player in the execution of a field goal and or extra point. Cowboy holder Brian Anger usually grabs a blade of grass and puts it down in front of him so he knows exactly where to put the football down when he's holding. But even that's illegal, and so the crew, the officiating crew, let him know during Dallas's win on Monday. You know, even the special teams coach, John Fassel, didn't realize that the NFL was cracking down until he was told by Anger, the holder, about that. So they're watching this, right? And it does make you wonder, because just before the second attempt, the Cowboys kicker, Brett Maher, missed, you know, remember, 4 points in that game, which was crazy. People who don't even know football, don't even care about football, know what happened with the missed kicks. And it makes you wonder, because there was that discussion before the second attempt, and the coach is not using it as an excuse. He said it's not an excuse, but it's just very unique to have had that happen. So it's the same thing. The Eagles holder has been known to use some sort of marker so he knows where to place the ball, and they're saying that's, you can't do that anymore. Oh, me, oh, my, oh. And the kicking part of the game is so important because it's those few points when you need them. And sometimes it is just the chip shot or the extra point. When I say chip shot, it's when you have a field goal that's, you know, 30, let's say. A 30-yard field goal, 32, maybe even 40, I would consider a chip shot for most of these guys. There's no question about that. So the Chiefs and the Jags are up first. That's going to be at Arrowhead Stadium, and it's a 4:30 kick on Saturday. So it'll be another long, cool football weekend. And Doug Peterson is the Jacksonville coach. And, of course, he got to know Andy Reid as a backup quarterback in Green Bay, then as his starter in Philadelphia before coaching under him with the Eagles and helping him build the Kansas City Chiefs into the team they are today. So they are very acquainted with each other and their offenses and defenses and their backgrounds, of course. To me, this game comes down to Pat Mahomes. Pat Mahomes has never lost in 4 starts in the divisional round, beating Indianapolis, Houston, Cleveland, and Buffalo. All of those games were played at Arrowhead Stadium, including the thriller against the Bills, when those teams combined for 25 points over the final 2 minutes of regulation before KC won 42-36 in overtime. And for Trevor Lawrence, he's going to be put to the test going up against the defense and, you know, some of what happened in that last game where he fumbled, made mistakes, and then really came back. And the Jags defense is going to have to be focused on tight end Travis Kelce. He caught 110 passes this season. We'll see. The Jacksonville team has had a slow start, so they got to come out fast if they're going to make this interesting. And, of course, the Chiefs are favored by more than a touchdown, 9 points. Then you have the Eagles, the night game, 8:15 at kicks against the Giants, a rivalry there in the NFC East. And it's the question of what is the shoulder going to be like for Jalen Hurts, the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles, because let's face it, he's half of the offense, too, when he scrambles to make things happen. So is he healthy enough after he missed two games late in the year with a sprained right shoulder? Supposedly, yes, that he feels good. He feels ready. I mean, the Giants have gone from a team that posted five straight losing seasons to one that made the playoffs, huge for them. And for their quarterback, Daniel Jones, and the Giants, it's a success. For the Eagles, a postseason opening loss in Nick Sirianni, who's the coach, second year after a horrible loss to Tampa Bay in last year's playoffs, would make it a bust. The Eagles are a 7.5-point favorite. The crowd in Philly will be whipped up. But crazy things have happened in postseason football. And I think Hurts is the key. You know, he tied a franchise record with 35 touchdowns. Devonta Smith, A.J. Brown, they all are over 1,000 yards, so they got to be there on the ground rushing. Miles Sanders has to be that guy. And we'll see what the Giants' defense is like. That's going to be key for them. The Bills and the Bengals, wow, after what happened on that Monday night game, the Bills are a 5.5-point favorite in this game. It's so about the two quarterbacks. There's no question. I mean, I guess you could say that in all these games in a different way. But Josh Allen and the Bills are motivated, especially because of what happened with safety DeMar Hamlin's now remarkable recovery, thank goodness, but overcoming that adversity and what that was like when he went down on the field, that's on their minds. And on their minds is winning and moving on and not losing and staying on a roll. The Bills have won 8 straight, matching their longest single-season run, including playoffs, since 2020. Mm-hmm. And then I love the last one, the topper, the Cowboys and the 49ers. Wow. All the history there. You know, there's going to be focus on the Dallas kicker, Brett Maher. They have a backup just in case. And, of course, it's about Dak Prescott and can he get further, shake off some of the late-season struggles, and look in top form. He looked a lot better in this last game. And then there's Mr. Irrelevant, the quarterback for the 49ers. He's looked as good as ever, and he's got a lot of weapons. I think this is going to be a very tight game. Might be the best game, in fact, of the weekend. It's the night game on Sunday night. Kicks at 7:30 Eastern. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. People, it's 2023. Make it count, everybody.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.